step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Walked up to the road rage. Hey, Ramona, did you see the text a second ago from someone who said they finally tried the cheesecake donut in Anderson? The New York Super Cheesecake Donut in Anderson?
Yes, I saw that.
What's it say?
Do you it have says, it? Finally tried the cheesecake donut in Anderson about 2 weeks ago. It was not to disappoint. And then it has little 100s.
Yeah. Loved it. He loved it. That's what we're talking about exactly. All right. We're going to do this now. We're going to introduce a new segment. We'll probably be doing this on a weekly basis. It is Roadrageous Moments in History. And this is the Virgin Voyage. Hit it, Ramona.
Road Rage and 105.5 The Roar bring you Roadrageous Moments in History.
Oh, yeah, I like
with
that.
Walt Deptula.
That's me.
All right, let me set the stage. The date is October 15th, 1988. So 30 years ago, October 15th, 1988. It's the first game of the Major League Baseball World Series. The Oakland A's are prohibitive favorites over the LA Dodgers. The managers are legendary Tony Lasorda, Tony La Russa. Obviously a lot of hate, a lot of bad blood. On the call, Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola, again, two absolute legends. On the hill, the legendary Dennis Eckersley. Eckersley, who had just won the MVP award of the American League Series as the A's had clobbered the Boston Red Sox in four straight. Eckersley had saved all four games. The legendary Dennis Eckersley, at the height of his powers, had not allowed a home run since August. It's a 4-3 game. It's the bottom of the ninth. There are two outs. On first is Mike Davis, runner on. To the plate will come Kirk Gibson, who will drag himself out of the tunnel. Gibson had been the instrumental figure in the Dodgers season, but injuries just would not allow him to compete. He had two bad knees and a hamstring issue. He literally could not walk. So him playing was thought to be impossible. That is the stage, October 15th, 1988.
And look who's coming up. The demands until he was physically unable to start tonight with two bad legs, the bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. If he hits the ball on the ground, I would imagine he would be running 50% to first base. So the Dodgers trying to catch lightning right now. Fouled away. He was, you know, complaining about the fact that with the left knee bothering him, he can't push off. Well, now he can't push off and he can't land.
He's going to use all arms. Look at his crowd on its feet. What a tribute.
4-3 A's. Two out, ninth inning. Not a bad opening act. Mike Davis, by the way, has stolen 7 out of 10. If you're wondering about Lasorda throwing the dice again.
And he's staying on an outside corner. He's not going to give him a ball to pull. With Davis, he just missed. But here's two quick strikes, both fastballs that kind of tail away at the outside part. Hasse is not even flirted with the inside part of that play.
You saw Dave Duncan gesturing. He was gesturing to Carney Lansford at third. 0-2 to Gibson. The infield is back with two out and Davis at first. Gibson during the year, not necessarily in this spot, but he was a threat to bunt. No way tonight, no wheels.
They're plenty deep in the outfield and a lot of room. They're playing him straight away in center field. Look at it, right down the line. He's a threat now with two strikes.
Two strikes, two out. Little number foul. And it had to be an effort to run that far. Gibson was so banged up, he was not introduced. He did not come out onto the field before the game.
You can really see the limp. He's not driving that ball. It was by him. Let's see, he's really almost, he almost has to talk to his legs and say, hey, let's go, we got to get out of here.
It's one thing to favor one leg, but you can't favor two.
No way, and that's what he's trying to do, he really is.
0-2 to Gibson. Ball one. And a throw down to first, Davis just did get back. Good play by Ron Hasse using Gibson as a screen. He took a shot at the runner, and Mike Davis didn't see it for that split second, and that made it close.
A lot of times what you do, you'll give a sign to the first baseman, say, now be there. They call it now be there play. If I get the ball, I'm going to throw it. 14 fastballs in a row. That's all he's been throwing.
There goes Davis, and it's fouled away. So Mike Davis, who had stolen 7 out of 10 and carrying the tying run, was on the move.
They wanted to give Gibson a good shot at it with two strikes, but with the two strikes, Davis a threat, as we said, because the blue pin will score that big run.
Gibson shaking his left leg, making it quiver like a horse trying to get rid of a troublesome fly. 2-2. Mike Socia can only sit now and sweat it out. He led off the inning and popped up. Tony La Russa is one out away from win number one.
Here's the big pitch. He's got to make it happen on this one.
Two balls and two strikes with two out.
Those extra steps that Davis will get if the count goes to 3-2 are very big. So Hasse and Eckersley want that pitch of decision right here.
Side. He's stolen it.
Hasse started to throw and kind of bumped Gibson, but it was way too late. Davis was way down there, almost as if he could have walked in. Not a bad pitch to handle for Hasse outside. Now watch when he starts to throw. Look at Gibson. And Harvey says, no, no, he had the base stolen.
So Mike Davis, the tying run is at second base. With two out, now the Dodgers don't need the muscle of Gibson as much as a base hit. And on deck is the leadoff man, Steve Sachs. 3-2. Sharks waiting on deck, but the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
And as you would think, the legendary Vin Scully knew enough to just let that moment float up to the heavens. I mean, it was, I think, the most theatrical at-bat in Major League Baseball history. I don't think there's anything close. And trust me, I know all of the other big home runs that have been hit. But there is never anything like this. Dennis Eckersley was thought to be unhittable. Dennis Eckersley had just saved all four games of the American League World Series. The A's had trounced the Red Sox 4-0. They were thought to be an invincible machine. You know, you had Mark McGwire, who was holding Mike Davis on first base in that sequence. The first two strikes from Eckersley to Kirk Gibson, he literally almost fell down. He looked like a punch-drunk boxer. You know, they were talking about him limping. Limping doesn't begin to describe it. I mean, the man couldn't walk. He had no business being on a baseball field at all. He literally had to drag himself to home plate and to drag himself into the batter's box. And I promise you, if you go back and watch, on the first two swings, he literally almost fell down. He just couldn't stand up. He couldn't stand to even swing the bat. As Garagiola correctly said, he was swinging just with his arms. He had no choice. He had no choice. This guy was as beaten up as you could possibly be. He had two terrible knees, and he had a hamstring issue. And yet, he still was the Dodgers' all year he was the Dodgers' life. All year he had dealt with injuries and being in and out. But he was not expected to play again. He did not even take the field. And Eckersley was on the top of his game. Eckersley actually said, quote, "I felt I deserved to win." Eckersley thought he was unhittable. That's how good he was. And he was. He had not allowed a home run against able-bodied players since August. He was the AL MVP in the playoffs. Again, he saved all four games of the Red Sox victory. He was unhittable, and he got off to a quick strike count advantage. The first two balls that Gibson fouled off set him behind 0-2. There was no hope. I mean, the fans were jacked up, but there was no hope. There was no belief. And eventually Mike Davis stole second, and that's when Scully told you that, well, now at least all they need is a single to tie the game. And then on the 3-2 count, you had one of the most legendary pitches and results in Major League Baseball history. To this day, these two guys still talk about it. In fact, Eckersley said that that people say, well, they've turned the page. Eckersley said this in the last year. He said, people say they've turned the page. He said, I haven't turned the page. He said, when you give one up like that, it hurts. So 30 years later, Dennis Eckersley still bothered by it, although he and Kirk Gibson have had interview exchanges in which they've laughed about it and discussed it and that type of thing. But I don't think there was ever a more theatrical at-bat in the history of Major League Baseball I don't think there was ever a more unlikely at-bat in the history of Major League Baseball. The odds were so stacked against the result that occurred, the Gibson two-run home run with no legs. I mean, he basically just reached out and hit that ball with all arms and pulled it to right field and drove it into the stands. One of the most memorable moments in the entire history of baseball. And to me, I think, again, the most theatrical, emotional moment in the history of Major League Baseball. And I've got all sorts of people texting me and writing me saying they loved it. Ray writes, loved it. He said, I was going to take my dog out. The dog needed to go out. I couldn't leave the house. D-Dub says, well, as a lifelong Dodger fan, I literally still get chills listening to that call. I was envisioning it as it unfolded. You have to. And honestly, whether you're a Dodger fan or not, I mean, I just don't think there's anything comparable. I mean, certainly there have been tremendous home runs, big time home runs, home runs that live forever in the memory of baseball lore, Bobby Thompson. But I don't think there was ever anything like this. I mean, even the whole, that whole at bat, I mean, that whole thing took like 8 minutes. I mean, it was like it was all unfolding in slow motion. You remember when he said initially, you know, here comes Kirk Gibson, the bat. I mean,
right.
It took him forever to get to the box. I mean, he was struggling to get to the box. And then when you saw those first two swings, you thought, this guy's going to kill himself. Because he almost fell down on both swings. He staggered like a punch-drunk boxer. That outcome was impossible, and yet it happened. So that is the first edition of Roadrageous Moments in History. Nashville guy, you'll be first up when we get back. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
I'm Stephen Crane, owner of the Beef Jerky Outlet, with my wife Dana. We are proud Clemson alumni, years 05 and 07. We stand proud with hundreds of thousands of Tigers worldwide congratulating our team on another national championship. Stop by our store in Haywood Mall outside Belk for an award-winning selection of seasonings, jerky, sauces, and great gift ideas. Football is still in full swing with the NFL playoffs, and nothing says football like beef jerky. See us today. Beef Jerky Outlet, Haywood Mall. Congratulations, Clemson, on another record-breaking season.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Veranda pontoon and tri-tune boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Man, how good was that? The highwayman, I just wish that we could have more of that. You want to get in, 654-7627. PJ on Twitter writes, given the seemingly impossible nature of that Gibson outcome, it makes you wonder what the manager was thinking. Let's say it struck out on three pitches. A lot of people would have wanted to know why he didn't go with a healthy bat off the bench. You're 100% right. I mean, that was part of the wonder of all of it, was Tommy Lasorda's just faith in who Gibson was as a person. What kind of heart he had, just hoping for that magic, you know, hoping against hope for that magic, and really not having a right to necessarily even believe in it, which I guess is the nature of hope. You know, it was, I think it's clearly the most theatrical at bat in the history of the sport. I mean, I think that's inarguable. I mean, when you hear it, when you watch it, I just don't think there could ever be anything like that again. The odds were so astronomical given the situation, given Gibson's total lack of health, given Eckersley's absolute total dominance and his belief that he was untouchable. You know what else Eckersley said, Ramona? And this goes to the nature of the ruthlessness as fans. He said for 30 years, every time people address him, they call him Gibson.
No way.
Yeah. Even though they came back and won the World Series, I think the next year. And he was instrumental in that. But for 30 years, he said people, every time they address him, they call him Gibson. And that's how ruthless we are. I mean, imagine that. You know, that guy's one of the greatest pitchers of all time, the greatest relievers of all time, starter as well. And yet he is known for that. He is more well known for that moment than anything else. Nashville guy, welcome in.
Hey, well, I just wanted to play on to what you just said. I mean, Eckersley was amazing. He was amazing, and he was great and good, but that at bat is what made him famous, in my opinion. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy, and I'm a huge baseball fan. My great-aunt lived in Palm Springs. I grew up listening to Vin Scully. I go out there every summer, and I'm just so glad that you chose that, because Kirk Gibson's a guy that I've always looked up to. I had a poster of him when I was growing up in my bedroom, and and that at bat just tells me, you know, you're only disabled and you can only do things if you want to be. And he had no business coming in that day and hitting that home run, but he did it, and I'm so glad that's the first road rageous moment, because that's awesome, Walt. Well done, man.
Thank you, Nashville guy. You know, he was a football player at Michigan State, and his career was just injury-riddled in Major League Baseball. He's another of these guys. There's no telling how good he really would have been had he been blessed with better health, but unfortunately, he was not. In fact, maybe his health-related issues and his knees are probably as bad as anybody in the history of the game. But in that particular case, he had never really been less healthy. I mean, he wasn't on the field with his team before the game. Didn't even walk out there. I mean, I use the word literally multiple times in that segment. I don't want to do that, but this guy dragged himself to the plate. No, he dragged himself to the plate. And again, you know, it's like Ed says, a different Ed just wrote me and said, this happened the year I was born. I'm sure I've seen the Gibson play before, but I'm going back right now and watch it again. I couldn't quit listening like it was going on right now. Great way to start outrageous moments in history. Thank you, Ed. I mean, it's just one of those moments for me that is as memorable as anything I've ever seen. Look, every element of it, having Vince Scully and Joe Garagiola on the call, and Vin Scully saying, "I don't believe what I just saw," and the Gibson, the extreme nature of Gibson's injuries, and then again, you know, the best reliever in the game on the hill. It was just impossible. It could not be, and yet it was.
That's right. I mean, there's been way more probable odds.
By the way, Zach, DW Easy just wrote, "Whoa, what the crap were you thinking? How are you ever going to top that?" That's a fair point.
That's right.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I may not be able to tie that.
That had to be one of the best calls ever in sports history. I'm so glad you started off that way. But again, I'm a frequent caller. I love the show. I was talking to Ramona before the break. Nashville gal brought some Oreo cookies and cream donuts in here from Krispy Kreme, the first ones I've ever had from the Anderson store. And oh my gosh, well, it's not quite as great as Vin Scully. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. That's a good way. But love the show, Walt. Great way. That's why I listen to you, man. That's a great way to start off that. Love baseball. Have a good one. Have a good rest of the show, Ray Jones.
Thanks very much, Nashville guy. Appreciate it very much. Texter asked me, did Christian Wilkins make a mistake? This is John. Did Christian Wilkins make a mistake professionally by coming back? Last year we were told he was a top 10 pick. Now I'm seeing in the 20s. That's a lot of money. Is this the deepest D-line class or what? Most of the top 10 are going to be D-line plus Ed Oliver in the teens and Wilkins in 20s. You kidding me? Yeah, I think on the latter part, John, I think it's the deepest defensive line class I've ever seen. I mean, there's something for absolutely everybody in this defensive line grouping. So it's certainly, I don't think I've ever seen a better defensive line grouping on paper. No, I think Christian Wilkins, you know, the notion of Christian Wilkins being a top 10 pick last year, I think was just wrong. I don't think he was going to be. I think that when he got the information back from the NFL draft advisory panel, I suspect that that's what he learned. So I don't think he's been harmed in any way in returning. If anything, I think he's probably helped himself. I think that the information that people were giving out was probably not correct. And where he'll settle is, I can tell you what the scouting concerns are with him. I don't share most of those concerns. I just think he's a football playing fool. And I think he's, and I mean that in the best sense. I think he's a guy I think he plays his best in the biggest moments on the biggest stage. I think there are a lot of intangibles to like about who Christian Wilkins is. I think he gives you some scheme versatility as well. So, you know, I think in theory he could play in an even or an odd front. And I think odd front teams will like him a lot. If you want to play him in a five technique role, I mean, he's played defensive end before, and a five technique role in an odd front is a glorified defensive tackle anyway. So I think there's that. And, you know, and of course he also won a national championship, which is something I think he aspired to. One of the reasons he came back. Actually, I think Christian Wilkins is going to be one of these rare guys who had it all. He had it all. He did it all his way. And he had it all. He got the best of everything. I'm not sure you could write it up any better than the way it turned out for Christian Wilkins. It's sort of a storybook career, a storybook ending, and perhaps the beginning of a storybook future. You'd be hard pressed to actually dream it up or write it up any better than that, with the exception of that Kirk Gibson home run. Which is still the most amazing thing ever. And I have now, thanks to Jim, who put it up on my Twitter page, I have now retweeted it as well. So you heard the audio. You can watch it if you want. South Carolina Pats fan. Pats fan, what's going on?
Oh, man, that was amazing, dog. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
I don't
you.
Know if you're never going to be able to top that one. No, you won't be able to stop it. You should have came out a little lighter.
You're probably right. It's just,
man, I was so intrigued. I remember that. I was about, I think I was like 8 or 9, and I was a huge King Griffey Jr. Like, I was a huge, that was the year before King Griffey Jr. came out. So I was real big into baseball. I was more like a Braves fan, but
right.
I remember that because Kirk Gibson was one of my favorite players. I had a lot of favorite players, and then I had a favorite team. But that took me back to, it felt like I literally was there, like literally in the stadium, man. That was crazy, Walt. I just wanted to tell you thank you, man. You're marking yourself to go down in the Hall of Fame, Walt.
Thank you, South Carolina Pats fan. I appreciate it.
You have a good day, Walt.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. You know, the best part about that was sometimes you get these old clips, and it's 30 years old, so it's not like it's 80 years old, but sometimes you get these clips
really
that the audio quality is not good on. We found a great example of it. I think it's the same example that's been posted now on my Twitter feed. The audio was so clear and crisp, and you felt like, again, like you were in the stadium. I really appreciate all the tremendously positive feedback to it. You know, it was something that I thought about a long time ago, and as I said, we just didn't have time to execute it during football season, but Donna put that opening together back before the football season began, and I had already picked out that as the first segment back before the football season began. We just actually changed the actual clip that we were going to use today. We went with a different one because of a slightly better audio quality than the one we originally had discovered, and so it worked out nicely. As I said, and some of the people commented are right. It's going to be hard to ever top that. You know, on Twitter right now, Road Warrior writes, he looked like a broken man, didn't have a chance at all. Not only did he hit it out of the park, he crushed it with just his hands. Exactly. He could not move. And, you know, remember, Ramona, I've said before, you know, that 2/3 of the power of a punch comes from the rotation of the body. And if you want to understand it, you put yourself in a batter's box and imagine yourself, if you couldn't use your legs at all and you could only use your arms and your upper body, I said, you wouldn't be able to hit it out of the infield. That's what Gibson was. That's what he was that day, facing the greatest relief pitcher of his time. That was the challenge. That was the challenge. And it was impossible. It was not only against all odds, it defied all odds. It was seemingly impossible. And again, I go back to this comment by Ed Ramona on Twitter, and I think this sums it up perfectly. This happened the year I was born, and I'm sure I've seen the Gibson play before, but I'm going to back and watch it now again. I couldn't quit listening like it was going on right now. Great way to start Roadrageous Moments in History. Again, thank you. I appreciate all the positive feedback on it. And we're going to do it on a weekly basis going forward. So, and yes, in that moment will be difficult to top. And listen, some of these moments, I am not committed to all these moments being positive. So There may be some negative moments in this as well. In fact, there will almost certainly be. Not every story ends with a happy ending. Some of them don't. And we will cover some of those through history as well as we move on with this segment. Badger Mike says he wrote a paper for a college class about that moment. It is. Again, I don't care who you root for. I don't care what team you're a fan of. I mean, even if you were an Oakland A fan at that time, you had to just tip your cap. I mean, because you witnessed the impossible, an all-time historical moment. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One for all your security needs. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the business. First of all, in terms of who they are, they matched every dollar in our Tigers for Tatas campaign in the last 2 years. They wrote big checks. Those checks may one day save the life of a member of your family. So think about what they're doing in your community. Now, that's not enough. That's not enough to trust them with the security of your family. This is. They're tip of the spear in technology. They customize every system. They have the fastest response time in the industry. That's why you need them to protect your family. You'll know as soon as they come out to your home, to your business, that you are in the hands of ultimate professionals in every way, from the way they dress to what they say to what they put into action for you. They'll discuss elements with you that you never considered because it's what they do. I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. I'm giving you the number, and I'm telling you when you're ready, call them up. 288-1400, 288-1400, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break. Todd Neasley's up first when we get back.
I'm Stephen Crane, owner of the Beef Jerky Outlet with my wife, Dana. We are proud Clemson alumni, years 05 and 07. We stand proud with hundreds of thousands of Tigers worldwide congratulating our team on another national championship. Stop by our store in Haywood Mall outside Belk for an award-winning selection of seasonings, jerky, sauces, and great gift ideas. Football is still in full swing with the NFL playoffs, and nothing says football like beef jerky. See us today. Beef Jerky Outlet, Haywood Mall. Congratulations, Clemson, on another record-breaking season.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle.
We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.
We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy.
Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277.
Not running?
LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you.
Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with big savings and limited-time specials like coats and jackets for everyone, 65% off. Don't miss 50 to 75% off a great collection of women's boots. Save 70% during our fine jewelry clearance and get the Tommy Hilfiger All-American 2 towel at our lowest price of the season, $479. Macy's 48-hour sale, Friday and Saturday. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Veranda pontoon and tritoon boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Sweet dream, baby.
Walt Steptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Jay writes, listen to the show a little behind. That play of Kirk Gibson's legendary homer was awesome in capital letters. I was 10. It's still emblazoned in my memory, and I was an A's diehard. Biggest thing is, even though the play took 10 minutes, it didn't seem like we needed to speed up baseball. True.
Oh, no, it didn't seem like, you know, 10 minutes at all.
Well, and it's funny because, that clip, the part of the clip we play was actually 7, I think, but it doesn't. I mean, that's the at-bat. That's the whole theater of it. I mean, it was just incredible. But, yeah, I mean, I think his point is nobody was complaining about speeding up baseball back then. You know, and it's interesting because Chadwick tweets, and it's on a similar vein. Todd, I'm coming to you. Was that decade in the early 90s the last great decade of baseball in regards to our youth knowing and following the stars and their respected teams? Baseball card shows, Beckett magazine, all of my middle school friends knew more about baseball than other sports. That's a great point. And I think there's truth to that. I mean, I think baseball is dying. I mean, I think it's inarguable that it's dying. I mean, you look at the demographics of it now and the complaints about it, and I just think it's the way our society is changing. Yeah, I think in a way, that's why it wasn't just the Oakland A's that were desperate to get Kyler Murray. It was Major League Baseball, and they made it clear. I mean, and there was talk about, did you see all this talk about Kyler Murray being a transcendent player, that Kyler Murray could do? This is what they were saying, that Kyler Murray could do for baseball what Tiger Woods did for golf. I mean, that's sort of an absurdity, and it's completely over the top, but I think it speaks to how desperate Major League Baseball is in terms of them looking for star power. The element that Chadwick talks about, you know, finding guys that fans can identify with. Unfortunately, one of the big problems was that even if Kyler Murray had chosen baseball, and even if he had fulfilled all this potential that he has as a baseball player, he would have been doing it in Oakland. And in a real sense, he never would have been heard from again. I mean, I think Major League Baseball in Oakland thought, well, you know, we can promote this, but I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure you can. You have the greatest player in baseball playing in California. Nobody could pick him out of a police lineup already. So how would Kyler Murray have been different than that? And that's assuming he ever reached that level. So, yeah, I think in a way, Chadwick, you're right. And you know, maybe that's the sort of sad element of hearing that clip. Todd and Easley. Todd, how are you?
Well, I'm going to come at this from a different point of view.
All right.
There's three painful moments in baseball that just driven me insane. Mookie Wilson's little roller up along first behind the bag. It gets through Buckner because I could not stand the Mets. I hated the Mets with a passion. All things New York I hate with a passion.
Yeah.
The second moment was Mark Wohlers and that stupid slider he kept throwing at Jim Larritz. And Tim McCarver, I still can hear it in my head.
Yeah.
Why is he throwing his third best pitch?
Yeah.
Why isn't the catcher not calling him, having a little mound visit and telling him, throw your fastball or your split finger? Two pitches that Larritz had no chance of hitting.
And by the way, one thing, it's one thing to lose to Kirk Gibson, even a compromised, injured Kirk Gibson. It's another to lose to that guy, Larritz.
Yeah. And then the number one moment was the one you just played.
Why is that?
I hate the Dodgers. I absolutely hate everything they stand for. I'm a Braves fan, have been since I was a little kid. I used to sit on my porch at night, listen to them on radio, play the Dodgers out west, and they'd find some screwy way to always win in the bottom of the darn ninth, and it just used to drive me insane.
You still got to have appreciation for that moment, Todd, for what Gibson did.
I appreciate Vin Scully's call because I like Vin Scully.
What about what Gibson did?
No.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical, Todd, being so much of a homer or a hater. You can't appreciate that moment.
I loved him when he was with the Detroit Tigers and their little World Series run back in 84, but when he went to the Dodgers, he forever became an enemy in my book. I hate the Dodgers as much as I hate them chickens. You know how much I hate them chickens?
I do. I know. There's a lot of hate in you, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the sports world.
Yeah.
And I hate the Cowboys as much as I do the chickens, too.
Yeah.
Being a Steelers fan, okay. You know.
Well, next week's moment will be a Cowboys success story.
Just please don't play the Larry Brown jump.
All right, Todd. Appreciate the call. Todd. That's the first person.
Bitter.
You know, he's more than bitter. I mean, you know, play up in 30 years ago, he hates the Dodgers so much that he can't even acknowledge the simple beauty of that whole situation. That's funny. I mean, to me, that's funny. I didn't imagine that coming. You know, every person who's written loves it. Todd's coming at a different perspective. He hates the Dodgers so much, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to hear it. That's too funny. Alex, how are you?
Hey, well, how's it going?
Good, Alex. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to touch on a couple of things, if I could, real quick. About baseball, you know, you say about it being a dying sport. I mean, I think you've said that for a while, and you've been right about it. And, you know, of course, the MLB didn't do themselves any favors either. And, you know, I mean, at the end, maybe that steroid era just really did take a lasting toll on the whole sport.
Yeah, that's a really good point that, you know, that the belief then, look, I think Major League Baseball was complicit in that whole era. And I think they knew that they needed something and they opted for a short-term fix, which oddly enough, Alex, as steroids will eventually almost undoubtedly impact your body in a negative fashion and your health and your life in a negative fashion, Major League Baseball opted not just for a steroidal fix in terms of the physical elements of their game. They opted for a steroidal fix in terms of the baseball itself.
That's an excellent point.
Right. And the end game may be that both figuratively and literally, they are now suffering the consequences of their decisions.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, that's a great point. And, you know, it may sound silly to you, but I'll tell you that to me, the sign that just tells you that the MLB's days are numbered is if you look at kids today, they play two sports games. It's Madden and NBA 2K Live.
Yeah.
No kid plays a baseball game on his PlayStation. And that, I mean, it sounds silly, but that's kind of just showing you what's coming, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's silly at all. Unless Major League Baseball, and look, I realize this would mess with the entire history, the integrity, the numbers, everything the sport has been.
Yeah.
But unless Major League Baseball,
it's a sport driven by statistics.
Right. But at some point, and it may not be now, maybe 20 years from now, maybe 30, I think Major League Baseball is going to be faced with the prospect and the necessity of draconian change. And if they don't implement those type of changes, I think eventually the game will die.
And they've never had any, well, at least in my lifetime, they've never seemed to have had the leadership necessary to do the right thing. And those, no. I mean, Bud Selig was a disaster, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that guy couldn't make a decision, a right decision to save his life. But, hey, listen, I wanted to talk one other quick thing here, just to hear your thoughts about the Jalen Hurts to Oklahoma thing. Is now, outside of extracurricular stuff, I mean, you think there's a real possibility he can't win the job there, don't you think?
Yes, I think he could. I think he could wind up third string.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing I was thinking is Lincoln Riley went out and bought himself a quarterback controversy for no reason, and I don't mean on the football field. I mean in the eyes of the media, because all those questions that Saban didn't want to have to answer at the beginning of this year: is Hurts going to start? Who's going to start? Lincoln Riley's going to get those same questions. You know, everybody's going to know who Hurts is there. Everybody's going to wonder if he's going to start. And if he doesn't start, then it's going to be, did you tell him he was going to start? When he transferred, did he know he was going to be a backup? Do you think he'll redshirt now? Is he going to transfer again? You know what I'm saying? And I just think he bought himself a little bit of a circus there.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right in that regard, Alex. I think the issue that Lincoln Riley confronted is just a quarterback room with absolutely no depth, and he needed desperately to do something after the Austin Kendall situation or simultaneously as the Austin Kendall situation was developing. So I think he felt that he had no choice, and at the very least, and again, I don't know if you heard the call earlier, but who made the call earlier, Ramona, at the start of the show regarding Spencer Rattler?
Kevin.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Kevin. Yeah. And I think Kevin was 100% right regarding his suggestion that Spencer Rattler, it's hard to rely on Spencer Rattler right now given the uncertainty of his recent past.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that is true of Kelly Bryant, which I've said, and I'm not a hit Saban fan, but I do respect him, is just like I said about Kelly Bryant, you don't play for Dabo Sweeney for 3 years and not learn what it takes to win. I think the same is true of Hurts and Saban. He's been coached by a great staff, and he's going to, you know, he knows what it takes to prepare. He knows what it takes to, and the mental attitude and the work, you know, necessary. So they're getting that, at least, just like Missouri's getting that from Kelly Bryant.
Right. I would be shocked to find that Lincoln Riley exists under the delusion that he can turn Jalen Hurts into a Baker Mayfield style or Kyler Murray style from a success standpoint quarterback. But I'm sure he believes, because he believes in his own acumen, I'm sure he believes that he can enhance him, that he can make Jalen Hurts a better version of himself than the Jalen Hurts we've seen to date. And I don't doubt that. I believe that's possible, but that said, there won't be any national championship or playoff berth in the offing with an enhanced Jalen Hurts. He's just not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, what you might get to is a guy who maybe under the right conditions could throw for 3,000 yards, but you'd be talking about an 8-4 Oklahoma team as compared to the type of Oklahoma teams we've seen the last 2 years.
Right. All right, well, hey, great show. I just want to say, my prediction for the Saints, I think they're going to get it done. I think that Houdat Nation can just smell that Super Bowl right now. I really do. And I know the Rams, they came, you know, you said them playing there, they're a little bit familiar. But I think, I don't know, it's going to be different, I think, when they're realistic. They know Breeze is going to be there forever, and they smell this next Super Bowl. I think so, and I think they're going to propel the team to a win.
All right, good job, Alex. Alex has Louisiana ties, by the way, just so we're clear. Now, I'm not saying that he's being influenced by his Louisiana ties. Well, maybe a little bit. Everybody's influenced
just a little bit.
Here's the deal. Drew and William, I'll be coming right to you on the other side. We have so many things to get to, including a complete National Football League breakdown, and we're going to get into that because this show is going to run out, and I'm just not going to have covered it to the degree I want to, and I think it's worthy of it because I have loved these NFL playoffs. Loved. And the result is we have the four best offensive teams in football. We are headed for an incredible Sunday, I believe. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, Harry should be part of your New Year's resolution. If you can save about $100 a year if you're a regular saver, why wouldn't you make that part of your resolution? Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. Glides across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns ever. That's a Harry shave. How about this? Right now, Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use code WALT, capital letters, at Harry's.com. Harry's found knew they were tired of paying up for all these gimmicks, all the razors that play music or vibrating heads or flex balls. These things actually detract from a quality shave and cost you a bunch of money for nothing. Not at Harry's. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. You get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Code WALT at harrys.com.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hi.